Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a few words with Toby Whiteman, who's stepping down as the head basketball coach at Rock Ridge High School after an impressive six-year run. And I know, Coach Whiteman, we've talked at length over the past 6 years. You know, a lot of the times you say there's kind of a fine line between coaching and being a raving lunatic. I mean, it's a very fine, narrow margin. And, you know, that's one of the reasons, I guess, you look at of, am I being a raving lunatic at times, or am I being a coach? And like I said, it's a fine line between one or the other at some times. But I guess a little bit about the decision to say, hey, maybe it's time for me to kind of step away.
Yeah, yeah. And you hit it right on the head. I mean, it is a fine line. And, you know, I think I made the comment to, I've talked to my wife about it, and, you know, I even made the comment to Mr. Daly and Ms. Assen when I was getting hired. I said, you know, he kind of joked. I said, you know, I got a shelf life of about 4 or 5 years. And I said, after about that, I said, I start turning into a raving lunatic, you know, and it just gets to me. And, and with the fact that, you know, coaching Gentry the last 4 years has had its challenges, and that's not all on him. You know, it's also on me too, because I'm, you know, I think we've talked about it, you know, many times, me and you, that, you know, the wins are wins, but then it's always on to the next. It's always on to the next. Like, you know, okay, what, this game's over, let's move on to the next, and this season's over, let's move on to the next. And that's the way my mindset was always built. And you know, I met with some of the basketball players yesterday, and I told them, I said, you know, guys, I said, heck, you know, we got second state last year, and I said, it wasn't but 2 weeks later, you know, here I am, you know, talking to Gentry at home about what we need to do to be better next year. And, you know, that's not fair. That's not fair to, you know, him as my son, and I just don't want to fall in that trap again with my other two coming through. And, you know, I just, and going back to what you said earlier about, you know, raving lunatic, I mean, I made such good friends, and this is going to be hard for a lot of people to believe, but I've made some really good friends as officials over the years when I was an athletic director. And, you know, just, you know, coaching and getting so caught up in it, and looking back on, you know, there's a lot of times I'm like, man, I can't believe I did that to, you know, to Marty, or I can't believe I did that to Joe, or I can't believe I did that to these guys, and that are good friends of mine. And, you know, it's that fine line. And, you know, it's time for me just to step away from the head job at Rock Ridge. And, you know, I'm extremely lucky to, you know, been able to coach here and coach the kids here and the families and the parents and the administration. I mean, it's just been unbelievable.
Well, and I know you had told me off the air, and, you know, whatever happens in the future, but you're not ruling out wanting to still be involved in the program some way, somehow, if
yeah,
things,
I mean,
work
I'm
out.
Not, I'm not ruling that out. If things work out the way, you know, if it is, I'm not, you know, I still plan on running the youth league, and I still plan on being a part of it. You know, I would like to be a part of it in some fashion, you know, regardless of what level it's at, and just still like to be a part of it. I just think, you know, being the head guy, you know, anymore for me is run its course. And, you know, like I said, I'd love to be, you know, a part of it, just like I'm a part of the football program, you know, just like I coach, you know, junior high track. And, you know, this is a great community. It's a great school district. It's got great kids. They got great parents. And, you know, I said this for years since I moved here. I mean, it's, you know, and I'm not saying anything bad about the places I've been, but, you know, it's moving here and the way that me and my family and my kids have been taken in, and you know, the way we've been treated, and the success that's happened here has been second to none. I mean, it's been amazing.
And last night, when word got out through the job posting that the job was open, I think a couple people said, well, he's leaving. Whiteman's got a job somewhere. He's taking the Allman basketball job, or he's going here, he's going there. You're staying at Rock Ridge, and you'll still be a teacher there, and you'll still be an assistant football coach. And I didn't realize you're a junior high track coach as well. So you're still going to continue to do all that, and maybe be an assistant basketball coach still.
I mean, it's like I said, I mean, who knows what, you know, what's going to happen, you know, next year. And like I said, I'd still like to be a part of the basketball program. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, but I made a promise to my wife when we left Abingdon to come to Rock Ridge that, you know, we had kind of talked, and, you know, I know that I'd been, you know, I went from Atwood to Northwestern, from Northwestern to, you know, Abingdon, and from Abingdon I still stayed there and taught, but I went and coached at, you know, North Fulton for 1 year, and, you know, my wife's, you know, originally from Knoxville and has always lived in that area, and that's where our parents were at, and, you know, when we moved up here, we kind of talked about what age our kids were and, you know, what grades they were going in, and we wanted to get them into a bigger district to have more opportunities, which Rock Ridge was perfect for that. And I didn't make a promise, but it's something I wanted to, but it's something we both wanted, that this is it. This is where we're laying down our roots. This is where we're going to be. And, you know, I'm sticking to that. I don't plan on going anywhere. I don't, you know, I told the players yesterday, you know, in a meeting, I looked at them, I said, guys, I ain't going nowhere. I said, you know, I'm come back, and when you're my age, I said, hopefully I'm still living down there at the bottom of the hill in that house.
Well, and we, John Hoshite and I were talking today that, you know, you talk about like the wild 6-year ride you've been on. And I know in the end, you talk about the difficult position you can be put in coaching. And people can say, well, you know, is pressure really that much? Well, yeah, it is. I mean, especially when you have a kid playing and the other things you deal with. And, you know, that's in the end, that's the decision you have to do best, what's for your physical and your mental health, as they say. But the good far outweighs the bad. And I'll never, one of the best moments we ever had on WRMJ, everybody talks about like Carson Frakes making that shot. The shot, I thought, no question, was great, but it was so great when John Hoshite, right after that happened, I mean, the moment was going on, and this amazing, like, celebration is going on the court while this is going on, and I remember John Hoshite stuck the microphone in your face, and I tweeted the picture out today because it was awesome.
Right.
You just kind of paused, and you said, man, I don't know what to say. You know,
yeah.
I got to digest this. I mean, is that kind of where you're at now when you look, and you may not be done with the program, may come back as an assistant, but man, what a ride you've been on for 6 years. My goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it just, number one, like I said, it just, the 6-year ride, I mean, it just shows you what, I've been saying it for years. We've got good basketball players. We got good athletes at Rock Ridge. And, you know, yeah, we've had some special ones. I mean, obviously some really special ones, but you don't win basketball by playing 1-on-5. You don't win by playing 2-on-5. And we've had some extremely special kids come through. And you know, yeah, you know, trying to digest it right now. The text that I've received, you know, this morning from ex-players, that, you know, just getting back to those guys and some of the stuff they're saying to me means more to me than wins, means more to me than state appearances. I mean, some of the things that these guys are saying to me, just, that's why you do it. I mean, that's really, honestly, why you do it. You know, the parents and the kids getting back a hold of you and you know, letting you know that it's not only, you know, basketball, but it's life lessons, and they had fun. And, you know, it's, again, it's just, it's special because the kids and the parents have been so great.
Well, I'm glad you're hoping to stay around and help out, and I'm glad you're staying at Rock Ridge and still involved in the other athletics. So, Coach, congratulations on the 6-year run as head coach. Man, it's been a ride for me too, bro. I'll tell you that.
It sure has, and I really appreciate all the coverage. Like I said, you know, even though you're based in Lido, I mean, I've always felt like, you know, WRMJ is right out our back door right there in Edgington. So you've been unbelievably great to our program, and not only our program, but our school district in general and everybody in this district. So I really appreciate that.
All right. Get a few words with Toby Whiteman today on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.